there's some topics in halacha that you're not entirely sure if they're a topic in halacha or just convention of what Jewish people do until you actually look at the sources. And one such topic is the Shabbos afternoon nap. Is that just something that Jews do, or is that required the halacha that a person should take a Shabbos afternoon nap? Certainly when you look in the Rambam in the 30th parak of Hilchos Shabbos halacha yud, the Rambam makes no mention of a nap on Shabbos. The Rambam tells us kachaya minach hatzadikim arishonim mispalal adam shabbos shachris umosav beis haknesses v'yavol lebeisov v'yisal tzudashnia yedavin yeat v'yelich lebeis hamedrash, then you learn yikrav yishma adam mincha until mincha time, v'yispal al mincha yedavin v'achar kach yikvasu the shlishes al ayayin, which is interesting, v'yochel v'yishta ad matzoy Shabbos, and then you have su the shlishes and you eat and drink until matzoy Shabbos. No mention whatsoever of sleeping on Shabbos. However, the Torah in Siman Reish Sadi writes v'imragil b'shenas hatzaharayim al yivatla ki oneg hulo, that if a person is used to taking an afternoon nap, he cannot be mevatel that afternoon nap because that is his oneg. And this is quoted in the Ramah in Siman Reish Sadi Sif Aleph. Mishnah Brura, of course, warns us not too long. Don't take an afternoon. Sometimes people tell me, teenagers say, I got a good afternoon nap, and what they describe as an afternoon nap is longer than any night's sleep I've gotten in the past several years. So the Mishnah Brura says, be careful, not too long of an afternoon nap. It shouldn't be Yavali Dei Bittel Torah, but a little bit of an afternoon nap. So a couple of issues over here that are interrelated. First of all, is this an actual requirement that is usher to be mevatel, or is it just a din in whatever you enjoy? And if you enjoy sleeping, so you should do a little on at Shabbos by sleeping. But if you enjoy, let's say, staying up all night on Friday night, learning Torah through the night, I've had Shabbos guests that just never used their beds that we provided them. They just never used them. They just stayed up through the night learning Torah. Is there anything wrong with doing that? So in the Sefer Zeh HaShulchan, Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Sadi, he writes that nira da aser, that it's aser to stay up kol lel Shabbos Kodesh, afilu lasak b'Torah. And he says it's kal v'chomer, because the Ramah says that someone who's ragil b'shenes tzarayim has to take an afternoon nap. Everybody's ragil to sleep at night, so if you can't be mevatel your regilus of taking an afternoon nap, you for sure can't be mevatel your regilus of sleeping at night. And he brings three rayas to this. First is that Ramah, the Ramah that ragil b'shenes tzarayim. Second, he quotes the Kav HaChaim, quotes from a Sefer Pesach HaDvir that a person is required to sleep. And third, that there's a Rashi, Maseches Ksubis and Daf Samach Beis and Beis, where Rashi describes Oneg Shabbos as Hanoas HaGuf, that one is obligated to engage in Hana'as HaGuf, and it's, if it's totally Hana'a Ruchnis, then he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos properly. So in the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Zayin, Simul Chav Gimel, Os Beis, Rav Waldenberg thinks none of these rayos are actually rayos. He says, as far as the Ramah is concerned, that someone who normally takes an afternoon nap has to do so, he says that's talking about to be mevatel the afternoon nap for no reason, just to stop and play board games all afternoon. But if you're going to be learning Torah and you have a very good purpose in being mevatel your sleep, then for sure you're allowed to be mevatel your sleep. He says the raya from the Pesach HaDvir that the Kav HaChaim quotes is also not a raya, because if you look in the Pesach HaDvir, the Tzitz Eliezer says he's talking about a case where it's going to be physically harmful to a person. It's going to harm their health, and they're not going to be able to be mekayim shalosh seudos b'Shabbos because it's going to be so harmful to their health, and that's a different story. And as far as Rashi is concerned, that Rashi talks about Oneg HaGuf, he says, you know, the Ran quotes that same exact lashon that Rashi has, and then the Ran, in a different context, talks about the mitzvah's ona of a Talmud Chacham being the Erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos, and the Ran writes, but you know, it can't always happen on a Friday night for a Talmud Chacham, because heim tzrichin l'nadit shena me'enehem binyan limudam l'tzroach bo, because very often Talmud Chacham won't sleep on Friday night because they're going to be busy learning. So you can't tell me a raya from Rashi where the Ran quotes the exact lashon that Rashi quotes, that it's a raya that you have to sleep, because the Ran who quotes that same raya says that very often Talmidei Chachamim won't sleep on Friday night. There's a humorous tshuva in the Mishnah Halachos. Rav Menashe Klein, Chelek Yirav, Simen Yates, was asked, can you borrow someone's pillow without permission? Normally, you're not allowed to borrow things without permission, but there is a chazaka that Chazal have, that nichle le'inish lovin mitzvah v'mamone, that people want to do mitzvahs with their mamon. So if you're going to say that this is a real mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, to be able to take a nap, so can you steal someone or borrow someone's pillow and blankets without their permission? Because that's oven mitzvah v'mamone. It's interesting, in his whole analysis, he doesn't quote the primary sugya in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim about Nichlei L'Nishlav Mitzvah B'Mone, but maybe this would depend on whether this is really a mitzvah, or it's just stam, the way you're choosing to do Oneg, but other people may choose to do Oneg in a different way. What about a person who doesn't normally sleep in the afternoon. The Rama says, if you normally sleep every afternoon, you can't be mevatelit on Shabbos. So it happens in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Dalit and Sifta Zayin. Shulchan Aruch says that David HaYenizar, Shalalish and Shisa Nishman, Kitei Shalayitum Tam Misa, that David HaMelech, based on the Gemara says Masech Sukkah, David HaMelech was careful not to sleep 60 breaths because he didn't want to taste the Tam Misa. And the Rama writes that it was Dafka B'yom that he was careful. Obviously at night he must have gotten a night's sleep of some sort, but it's Dafka B'yom. The Gemara tells in the beginning of Brachos what his schedule was at night. He'd get up at Chatzos HaLayla, but he was sleeping up until that time. Magen Avraham quotes from the Emek HaMelech that on Shabbos a person should sleep during the day, even a David HaMelech should sleep during the day. So it sounds like even someone who's not Ragil B'Shenes HaTzaraim, that there is Dafka and Inyan to sleep during the day. The Chida says that from the Kisvei Ari, that the Ari would sleep on Shabbos even though during the weekdays he would not sleep in the afternoon, and the reason that Rama specifically highlighted someone who's regularly Shin B'yom is to let it be known that such a person really can't be Mevatel that Shena, but for everybody it is a Kiyum Mitzvah of Oneg. What about if you're going to sleep on Shabbos afternoon because you have a big night planned up ahead? You have, let's say this past year we had Shavuos on Motzei Shabbos. Everyone was staying up all night on Motzei Shabbos. So can you sleep on Shabbos Dafka so that you can do something on Motzei Shabbos, even something very lofty like staying up all night learning on Shavuos? So the Mishnah Brura quotes that lo yomar nelech v'nishan kedei shenuch halasos melachteinu b'motzei Shabbos shemara b'zeh shenach v'yashin b'shvil yimos hachol, that a person shouldn't say I'm going to sleep now so that I could stay up motzei Shabbos, because you're showing that you're doing it only for yimos hachol, not for the onik Shabbos itself. The original source of this is Sefer Chasidim in Siman Reish Samach Vav, where he says va'afilu chafetz lichtov Sefer Torah, even if your plans for motzei Shabbos is not to go out to a movie or a restaurant or whatever. So it's amazing sometimes people, they eat all day Shabbos, and the restaurants are full. Where I'm from, the restaurants are full on Motzei Shabbos. I don't know what's going on. But the Malava Malka, it's beautiful. But he says, even if your plans on Motzei Shabbos are lichtov Sefer Torah, to write a Sefer Torah, still, you're showing that you're sleeping on Shabbos, dafka for Motzei Shabbos, that's not appropriate. The question is, why not? Meaning, what is it a violation of? So there are three possibilities that the Achronim raise. One possibility in the Pashtus is that it's a violation of Hachana, that you're preparing from Shabbos to Chol. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shulchan Shlomo and Simrei Sadi says that even though sleeping itself is not an Isser of Hachana, but the dibur that expresses why you're doing it for the sake of Motzei Shabbos is the Isser. He compares it to what Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tav Tes Zayin Sif Beis about Eruv Tchumen, that when you're Kona Shvisa from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch says Lo Yomar Klum, don't say anything. Vipnei Shasul Asul Shum Hachana Mi Yom Tov to Shabbos, Somi Shabbos Yom Tov Afilu Bedibur. That may be a little different, Rav Shlomo Zalman points out, because over there it's a chalos that you're creating. But nevertheless, the dibur even though the act that you're doing itself is not a violation of Hachana, but the dibur that you then associate with that act may involve a violation of Hachana. Magen Avraham says a little different. He says violation of Dabar Davar, that dibur Chashal Shabbos shouldn't be kedibur Chashal Chol, and you shouldn't speak weekday type things on Shabbos. And he says, Magen Avraham writes, even in the Dvar Mitzvah. So the Sefer Chasidim says you're going to stay up, you're going to sleep so you can stay up all night to write a Sefer Torah. Still no good, because it's a violation of Dabar Davar. And then finally, the Shita of the Eliyahu Rabba. The Eliyahu Rabba in Siman Shin Zayin Sifkan Aleph says it's not because of Dabar Davar, it's that when you are saying that you're sleeping on Shabbos, Dafka for something that's going to be after Shabbos, that's a zilzul of Shabbos itself. Meaning it's not so much that it's hachana for after Shabbos, or that, but this is something that is muktash. A nap on Shabbos is muktash for onik Shabbos. It's supposed to be something that is supposed to enhance your Shabbos experience. So to actively say, yes, I'm doing this, but not for Shabbos, I'm doing it for some other reason, that the Eliyahu Rabba says, that's beyond what a person is allowed to do. That would be too much of a zilzul of Shabbos. So these are the three possibilities: Hachana, Dabar Davar, and Zilzul Shabbos. Not abundantly clear to me that there are any nafkamina necessarily, but here you have just an example of something. A Shabbos afternoon nap, the Ram writes, you know, that a person's achila, the person's shtia, throughout the week can always be a Dvar Mitzvah depending on your kavana and why you're doing things. So this is a perfect example. A person sometimes takes a Shabbos afternoon nap thinking, I'm just so exhausted. So take a Shabbos afternoon nap thinking, this is Oneg. This is an Oneg Shabbos, and I don't want want to be mevatel onek Shabbos, and it takes an entirely new meaning. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Me too.